When God created the nation of Israel, He literally made for Himself a visible temple, tabernacle, whereby the people of God may visibly experience and see His presence in their lives. How important it is that the people of God may know in a very real way the presence of God in their life. And so the psalmist speaks about God as light in the midst of darkness, in the midst of the stranglehold of life. And he speaks of the strength that God imparts to him when he comes to God in his temple. And so the psalm begins with the psalmist giving a message of affirmation that God, when I come to Him, He will provide for me direction, light, path for life. And we are naturally afraid when we are unguided, when we realize our wisdom is quite limited. And the Lord says to us that when we come to Him, we are able to find strength for life. And therefore, He has this conviction and this confidence that God will help him, is able to help him and carry him through every moment, every day, every minute, every hour of his life. And so he says, the psalm begins with an affirmation of his confidence in God. And the environment within his mind, within his soul, perhaps was one of confusion. There were many unsolved difficulties perhaps that he's facing in life that he sought to find a solution. And so he tells us the secret of strength for the Christian. Verse 4 says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." When we are in the presence of God and in the dwelling place of God, we find great strength, and we find great sustenance that God provides for us. He says, "For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." He tells us that there is stability when we come to God. And here the Lord is saying to us that when we have to first take that step to seek Him. And so He says, "I came to the house of God. And when I was there at the house of God, I opened my heart to Him." Now, is this your daily demeanor in the way you approach life? Well, for the psalmist, this was his daily demeanor in which he approached life. He says to the Lord in verse 7, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy on me and answer me." Why did he come to God crying? well, oftentimes we are at a loss how to order our lives. And we are often at a loss what to do. And for the people of God, the connection with the Heavenly Father is a most vital lifeline for daily sustenance, strength, wisdom, power for life. We need to be connected with His purpose, connected with His plan, connected with His power, connected with His presence, connected with Him, so that we may be able to live this life to the fullest that God has for us. So He says to the Lord, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me." You know, this word mercy is such an interesting word. It comes from the noun that means the womb. The womb of the mother. And if you think of it, a child that is in the womb of the mother requires the bloodline by which the baby receives its strength. And when it is cut off, there is no more life. But as long as the baby grows in the womb of the mother, there is that lifeline, the blood that flows through. The mercy of God. And the Lord wants us to understand, and this was the physical word by which the word mercy came from, that lifeline. Are you connected with that lifeline? The Lord is saying to us that we must be connected, and that connection must be strong. And how can we do so? Well, there must be that desire to seek God in our lives. There must be that desire to come to God, to know that He is the lifeline for life. And so He says, "Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, nor forsake me, O God of my salvation." Now there is a history to our faith. When we first put our faith in God, we begin that journey of life with God. And that journey does not end abruptly. But that life that we have, that God imparts to us, continues to be with us. And we need to be reminded each time of the goodness of God in our lives. And so He tells us that thou hast been my help. Do you recall the goodness of God in your life? We are thankful to God that we can come to camp. Once a year we come to camp because we want to take stock of life. We want to take account of what has gone on. A spiritual stock of what has gone on in our life. And how had it been over the last year? Have you been drawing closer to God? Have you been finding strength from Him? The psalmist here tells us that in God we find salvation. And he gave a very startling expression in verse 10. When my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Well, he speaks of situations when no visible human help seemed to be at hand. And you know, the picture of the father and mother is a picture of nourishment. It's a picture of strength. Like, do you remember those times when you go back to father and mother and seek help? I need this. I'm in this situation. Can you provide some advice? There are some things that I need. Well, father and mother provides that nurturing picture of God's presence, of a picture of that relationship between man with God, the Heavenly Father with His children. And so when He tells us that earthly relationships fail us, what do we do? Well, the Lord gives to us the knowledge, right, that He will neither leave us nor forsake us. And this is a lesson that we learn from the life of the people of Israel. You notice, and we will see, and we have seen how for many a times they have been very wayward. They don't want God. They look for the melons and the leeks of Egypt after God had delivered them out of their bondage. They would still strive for bondage food, bondage entertainment, bondage pleasure. This is who we are. We need to break free, in a sense that not allow that bondage to be a snare in our lives. Today we're going to see how this past bondages, when we do not cut off, they become a snare for us, for the people of Israel, throughout their history. How frightening it is. And therefore the psalmist tells us, teach me thy way, O Lord. You ask the Lord to teach you every day, so that you may know His purpose, His will for you. Teach me thy way, and lead me in the plain path. Oh, he tells us that he had many enemies, those who would oppose him in the faith. And Israel, you look at the nation of Israel, they are in a literal sense opposed. Right? If you look at the map that was in your handout, you see when they were established as a nation, page 4, right, how the nations all came with their tanks and their aeroplanes surrounding them, the enemies. Well, this is just for us to see a physical picture, right, of the trappings to our faith. And therefore he tells us that we need to daily come to him, that he may instruct us, teach us. This year we have restarted, after 3 years, the reading of the Bible in 1 year. And I pray that you have been benefiting from your reading. You realize that you have to read about four chapters a day. And each time, if you were to run through, it will take you perhaps half an hour, 35 minutes to read through. And you realize that you can't rush through. In order for you to absorb the Word of God, that God can teach you, you must put yourself in a situation, in an environment, whereby you have that sense of mind, understanding, to absorb and read the Word of God. I do not know what is that for you, but each one of us must provide for himself that environment whereby he is shut up, as it were, in the house, in the dwelling in the house of God, and finding that time where the distractions are taken out, and we can focus upon what God is speaking to us for that day. And you find it very real. In our camp, we can say it once. But it has to be a daily cultivated routine. And if you have it, you would find that although the environment may become so distressing, there is a strength that God gives to you. There's a light. There is a grace that the Lord provides for you. And so he tells us, I had fainted in verse 13, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I had fainted unless I had believed. And so the Lord instructs us to see, know, so that we may believe that God is ready to bless us with His wisdom, His presence, His knowledge, if we would call upon Him, to seek Him. And verse 14, he says to all of us, wait on the Lord. The word wait means to hope on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. To be of good courage. Why do we need courage for life? Because we are very fearful. We ask ourselves, can God really help us? Well, here the psalmist tells us that we are to wait upon the Lord, as to hope in Him and to experience His answer, His guidance to our lives' journey. And I pray that He's guiding you on that journey, and that your journey will prosper and go on from strength to strength.